Yes, it's the Goldbergs. And now, the Goldbergs. While her father was being married, Sylvia Allison took the train for the South, home to her sister Leah. There wasn't much joy in the departure because Leah's ill, but there was much promise for Sylvia's future. Sylvia's father doesn't know that she left. He doesn't know about Leah. And back at the Goldberg house, Sammy and Rosie hear the phone ring.
Sammy, will you answer the phone?
Can't you answer it?
I'm changing my dress. Will you please answer it?
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Tamina?
Yes, Ma.
Well, the wedding's over, Sammy. It's done.
Oh, that's good.
I'll be home in a few minutes, Tamina. I'm not waiting for everybody. I'm coming home momentarily. Tamina, tell Sylvia gently that the wedding is over and that I'm coming home.
Well, you won't have to tell Sylvia anything.
What's that? Answer me, Tamina. What did you say, Tammy? Sylvia what?
Sylvia left. She's on her way home. Well, Dr. Cater put her on the train and sent her home.
Dr. Cater put her on the train and she ran?
Yes.
Oh. Tamina, hello?
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes, Mom.
Did you say goodbye to her?
Yes.
I'll be right home. What will I tell Mr. Allison?
Well?
I'll be right there. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, they're married.
Are they coming right back to you?
Yes.
And you told Mama that Sylvia left?
You heard me tell her.
Well, was she excited? And did you say that she was going to tell Mr. Allison right away?
Stop asking questions, Rosie, please.
I don't see why you have to be so nervous. You were married, thank goodness.
All right, stop talking for 5 minutes, please.
You can be awfully mean.
Oh, stop fussing, Rosie. Mama will fix everything when she gets back.
I can fix some hot coffee up. They'll certainly want a hot cup of coffee when they get back.
That won't be much of a wedding breakfast.
Wedding breakfast? It's 5 o'clock. Why is that a wedding breakfast?
Well, whatever it is, they'll want some coffee. Sammy.
Yes?
Are you glad that Sylvia's gone?
In a way.
I hope so. How did Dr. Cater say?
Nothing. Only that he put her on the train and sent her home.
Do you think that you'll ever see her again, Sammy?
How can you tell? Maybe.
Would you ever want to?
No.
Because she hurt you so much?
No, that isn't the reason. I hurt her too, don't forget that.
Well, then, why wouldn't you want to see her?
For many reasons. Did you put the coffee up?
I will. What reason, Sammy?
If I tell you, Rosie, you won't understand.
I will, Sammy. Tell it to me so that I will understand.
Oh. Well, I don't want to see Sylvia anymore because I'm a coward.
You're not, Sammy.
In this I am.
How, Sammy?
Because seeing Sylvia makes me feel that somehow I pretended to be more than I was. And I know it and she knows it. I wanted to marry her and I was grown up. But I wasn't grown up. I was a kid way out of his class putting on an act. And it didn't go across. Mama knew it, even if Papa didn't. If I'd been half the things I thought I was, all that happened would have been avoided.
But, Sammy...
No, no, it's the truth. I was like a 4-year-old kid running off to become president. Now I'm in the nursery, where I belong.
Sammy, do you think that Sylvia will ever see Dr. Cater again?
Maybe.
Do you think he loved her?
No.
You think she loved him?
She thought she did. She'll continue to think so until she meets someone else in the meantime. She'll be good to Leah and Leah's children.
Do you really think so, Sammy?
Mama,
darling?
Hold on, Mama.
But tell me, how, what, and then?
I put up some coffee, Ma.
That's good. Thank you very much. Bring me my napkin. Tell me, how did it transpire?
Well, Dr. Cater told her that this was the last chance to become someone decent in the world.
Yeah?
You know the way Dr. Cater can talk. You know, he understood Sylvia. So
but, honey,
she wanted something to devote herself to, and here was the chance. Besides, I've got the feeling that Dr. Cater asked her to do it for him.
Oh, Dr. Cater's because Sylvia left him. So he said she should go home for him. But I mean it without saying goodbye to anybody. Jay?
Yes. Why did you run away, Molly? I thought you were going to tell Allison about Lee being sick right after the ceremony. That's what you said.
All right, Jay. That's what I said. And now it's also after the ceremony. And then I will.
Does Sylvia know the wedding is over?
She knows.
Where is she?
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'll be right down. Jake, can I see you a minute, please?
Yes, sure.
Sit down, Mrs. Allison. I always want to say Ms. Miller. Mrs. Allison. Rosalie, you'll see to the coffee.
Yeah, I'll help you, Rosie.
That's right. Help Rosie. Well?
Where is Sylvia, Mrs. Goldberg? I want to see if I can speak to her.
No, you can't speak to her, darling. Sylvia went home.
She couldn't bear to see her father happy.
That wasn't the reason. There's another reason.
What reason?
Well, you have to know, so I have to tell you. Leah's sick.
Leah?
Yes, I knew it yesterday, but I wanted to wait till after the ceremony, till after you were married, because there was nothing that could be done anyway. It was Dr. Cater that made Sylvia go home. For Leah's sake and for your sake also. And now, Esther, it's you. It's you that stands now at the head of the family. You go back there now as Mrs. Allison, with all the responsibility of someone who knows exactly what the family is and what the people are. And it's not like, I mean, you were 20 and Mr. Allison was the same. You're a woman. You're a mature woman. And you have to begin, not at the beginning, but at the end. You have to be, how shall I say it, you have to be a mother. You have to be like a magnet that draws the family into one. Esther, I want you to tell myself.
Esther, Sylvia has gone home. But let me speak to Dr. Cater. Let me know what train she left on. I'll call Ed or Leah. Let Leah meet her.
She'll be all right, Albert.
Allison, Mrs. Scobie has...
I'll fix some coffee so Mr. and Mrs. Allison can have some coffee and I want you to help me.
Molly,
it's all right, Mr. Goldberg.
I want you to help me.
I'll tell Albert.
What's the secret, Esther?
Albert, I just found out, and I'm glad we're married, because now I'll be with you. We'll be together, Albert. Things won't be so difficult now.
What are you trying to say, Esther? What happened? What am I going home to?
What are we going home to, Albert? You see, that's what I mean. You and I. And Sylvia, too, I hope.
What is it, Esther?
Albert, Leah is sick.
Sick?
Yes, but it's not hopeless, Albert.
Well,
we can help, Albert. Doctors can help.
Leah?
We'll stop off in New York. We'll see a specialist.
Get me Ed.
Now, Albert.
Get me Ed.
What Sylvia will find for herself in the South is far beyond Allison's thoughts now. And his marriage is beginning the way Molly thought it would, perturbed, distraught, sad. But with someone by his side, not alone.